Page 9 Press presents The Hidden Queen, Legends of Abrea, Book 3. Written by Kenley Davidson. Narrated by Vanessa Moyen. Prologue. After that day, she would forever associate crowds with grief. Before her mother's death, Everain had not known there were so many people in all of Farhall. And, perhaps normally, there were not. The palace had certainly never before overflowed with quite so many foreign visitors as on this solemn occasion. All wearing unfamiliar clothing, speaking in unfamiliar accents, and expressing their false condolences in smooth, hushed tones. A few, she thought, seemed genuine. A tall, grim man in a cloak, wearing the dark greens and grays of Edris, caught her eye and nodded gravely in a stiff but kind acknowledgement of her pain. There was a woman, too, from the faraway throne of Katal, whose eyes betrayed her with genuine tears as she pressed King Soren's hand between her own. Perhaps she had once known Queen Talia, before the mysterious illness that had confined the queen to her bed for the past 7 years. Everain understood, in a hazy, distant way, that her mother had come from Katal many long years ago to marry the king of Farhall. Theirs was a political marriage, but not an unhappy one. But those two mourners were outnumbered by many. The voracious, bright-eyed pretenders, who had only come because there would be a spectacle, and because it might benefit them to be seen. Their avarice hurt. Everything hurt, and Everain's heart most of all, because her mother, the only one who understood her, was now gone. Because she had to stand up in public and mourn with restrained politeness while she longed to run away and be alone with her pain. Because she felt utterly ignored at the same time that she wished someone would hold her and comfort her. And because the bright and burning sparks of all those lives, all that energy, tugged at her and begged her to give in. Whispered for her to simply surrender to the dark emptiness that lived within and allow it to take what it wanted, what it needed. She could be strong, healthy, and free, if only she would stop fighting. She must never stop fighting. Or people, her people, would die. So, she stood by her father's side, shaking with the effort of remaining upright, unemotional, regal, and reserved. Thankfully, she did not have to touch anyone. At barely 10 years old, she was only required to be present, a princess, but never a person. Until the man in red. He was
sample complete. Ready to continue?